This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
We want Ipswich, Derby, Sheffield Wednesday, any of the big three really from League One. And personally, obviously, to get Ipswich is fantastic.
Hello and welcome to a special edition, or a special FA Cup edition rather, of the Blue Monday podcast. Tonight I am joined by a ex-player who had three spells with Ipswich Town, made 186 appearances, scoring 39 goals and subsequently enjoyed spells at Sunderland, Sheffield Wednesday and Huddersfield, amongst others. Renowned for never missing a penalty for Town. We'll put that one against Forest to one side, Tommy. And I've got to say, former owner of an Audi TT. Ladies and gentlemen, it is none other than Tommy Miller. Tommy, mate, great to see you. How are you, first of all?
Yeah, all good. Obviously, looking forward to the weekend with the FA Cup.
I mean, could you believe the draw? I mean, was that? I mean, for you, you must have been hoping for that, weren't you? You're seeing the teams left in the hat there, you must have been hoping for that draw for you.
Definitely. You know, we wanted a big one. We wanted a big one in the last round. We ended up getting Merthyr. Disrespect to them. But we fancied our chances. You know, we were the favourites against them. Managed to beat them. It was a very tough game. You know, they made it hard for us. And then obviously, we were wanting Ipswich, Derby, Sheffield Wednesday, any of the big three really from League One. And personally, obviously, to get Ipswich is fantastic.
I know you tweeted out fairly soon afterwards that you're looking forward. It was a great tweet. You said you're looking forward to revisiting your penalty spots.
I put something on Twitter about the penalty spots. Yeah, it'd be nice to get back on the pitch.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. I mean, any difference for your sort of preparation this weekend as the team? As the team.
Yeah, a little bit different. You know, I mean, we're a part-time club, so we normally train Tuesday night, Thursday night. We trained last night. We're going to train on Saturday on the way down to Ipswich, obviously stay overnight Saturday night. So we're going to train at Stowmarket on the Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
We've managed to there's a lad called Jack Ains who used to play for Ipswich in the youth team. He's managed to fix that up for us. So we're grateful for that. So we'll train on the way down as such. And then we'll go to the hotel on the night and then look forward to the game Sunday.
I think his father's a fellow Northeasterner like you, George, isn't he, I believe? I think he is. Yeah. No, that's absolutely brilliant. And what was the general reaction of the players? I mean, I know I forget where the draw was actually done, but I know the reaction of your players must have been just amazing as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously looking forward to the game. You know, it's a massive occasion for them, and it'll be a memorable moment in their careers, no matter what the result is. Yeah. Some lads have played higher. You know, just looking at our squad, some lads have played higher. Some lads have been at bigger clubs and got released as younger kids and hoping to try and get back up the ladder and get back into the Football League.
No, that was one point I was going to make. Just looking through, did sort of a bit of research and looked through the squad, there's like seven or eight players with Football League experience. Probably the one that sort of stands out for me would be Harry Bunn, probably, who was, obviously championship experience at Huddersfield. And I'm pretty certain back a few years ago, was linked with Town at one time. I'm pretty certain he was.
Yeah.
However, the one player that does stand out is a defender called Josh Granit. I mean, what a name for a defender. He's like a superhero name as a defender. Amazing. I couldn't believe that. Is he likely to start feature on, will he sort of be featuring on Sunday?
Hopefully. Yeah. He's been carrying a bit of a knock, you know, with his calf. He's the club captain as well.
Oh, is he?
And he's someone you want in your team. You know, you'd have him in the trenches with you. He's as his name is. He's very solid. He's very reliable, dependable. You know what you're going to get. And we hope he's going to be fit for the weekend.
That's just a headline in that. God forbid, as an Ipswich fan, but that's just a headline waiting to be written, isn't it? Absolutely. That's a newspaper dream. That one. Just getting back to Buxton, your form hasn't been that great since the draw. Any you think any reaction? You know, obviously you've drawn one of the plum ties, as you said, one of probably the three plum ties that you could have drawn. Sort of reaction, do you think, from the players to that? You know, I know you've had three defeats, beaten at Blyth Spartans, I think, at the weekend in the FA Trophy. Any sort of, do you think, any carryover from the draw there?
Possibly. You know, I'd like to think no, but it could be on the lads' minds. You know, maybe they are keeping themselves right for Ipswich. They don't want to get injured. I don't know. You know, the results haven't been great lately. Prior to the last three, we'd been on a good run. Mm. And we have got games in hand as well. So you'd like to think we can climb the table. But there has been a lot of attention on the Ipswich game coming up. And it certainly has been on the lads' mind, even though they might not see it.
And how about yourself? Just tell me a little bit how you know you've sort of ended up at Buxton. How you're now assistant manager at Buxton. I mean, obviously, I think you still live in the northeast, yeah?
I do, and obviously, if people know the geography, Buxton's not exactly close to the northeast. It's it's about 2.5 hours drive. So. Wow. I do that every Tuesday and Thursday, and then obviously we have the game at the weekend. Prior to that, I was at Spennymoor Town for 6 years as an assistant manager and as a manager.
Yeah.
I started the season there last year as manager, and I think we won 6 out of the first 9. You know, we drew a game as well and lost 2. So we had a really good start. Started getting a few injuries, couple of suspensions along the way, that the squad wasn't big. And then the chairman decided he wanted to change things up, which was disappointing from my point of view. You know, I thought I earned or deserved a little bit more time. You know, there was jobs I'd turned down in the past, FC Halifax, where I was loyal to Spennymoor. And they suddenly, all of a sudden, after you have a bit of a bad run, they wanted to change things, which, like I say, was disappointing. So I'd come across Jamie Vermiglio over the years with his Chorley teams. And he sort of rang me up in the summer and said, listen, would you be interested in coming? And I said, yeah, I'll come and have a chat and see what it's all about. And, you know, he's a good guy. He knows his stuff. He knows his football. And I've enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, ex-Chorley, ex-Chorley manager. I think he had an unbelievable run to the fourth round, was it, a couple of seasons ago, I think?
He did, yeah. They beat Derby County.
Right.
Albeit, I think Wayne Rooney brought a youthful team to the game against Chorley, but they still beat them. And then I think they played Wolverhampton Wanderers, where they were unlucky. So he's got a bit of history with the FA Cup. So hopefully he's a bit of a lucky omen for Buxton.
Yeah, sure. I mean, to get to this stage, I think you beat Merthyr, I believe, in the last round and in the previous rounds.
Yeah, we beat Hyde United in the previous round as well. And I'll be honest with you, we've been quite fortunate. The last two rounds, we weren't great. And they always say you need a bit of luck in the cup, and we certainly had that. You know, Hyde United give us a very tough game, and they're the league below. And then we played Merthyr, and Merthyr were a very good footballing team and had opportunities in the game, but we managed to sort of probably outrun them in the second half. They ran out of steam a little bit, and we got through in the end. So it's brought us to, obviously, Sunday's occasion at Portman Road.
And so you've got, one more training session, did you say, tomorrow before you head down?
No, we're going to train on Saturday. So we'll train Saturday.
Oh, you're going to train at Snowmarket?
Yeah, we'd normally train on a Tuesday night and a Thursday night. We trained last night, had a good, tough session, and then we'll give the lads Thursday sort of off, and we'll train Saturday, because like I said earlier, we're a part-time team. You know, lads have work, lads have jobs, and it's sometimes hard to maybe do the hours you'd like to do with them. Because we realise they have got other things as well.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Whether you need a VPN to protect your world online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsey, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across 6 different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So, I mean, Buxton last year, I think they won the Northern Premier League. Fairly comfortably won the Northern Premier League last year. Is this, and I should have perhaps a bit more, is this their sort of, how many seasons have they had at this particular level?
Yeah, this is the first season, obviously, in the National League North. They got promoted last year, as you say. It's a club that's very ambitious. You know, the chairman's put a lot of money into the club over the years. So it's rewarding that he's sort of getting this game. You know, it's probably the biggest, well, it is the biggest game in Buxton's history. You know, to go to a League One club of Ipswich's stature and the history that it brings and all sorts. So it's a reward for him as well, you know, and obviously not forgetting the supporters and the players and the staff that work there as well. It'll be a special day and a memorable day for many, no matter what the result will be.
Yeah, and they must. I guess there's still one or two people around the club that you know still from when you. Well, probably few and far between. Thinking about it, it probably is one or two members of staff that are still there when you were there. Yeah,
but there not is. Many. There is. I mean, I was down for the derby game.
That's right.
On that Friday night. And I hadn't been back since I'd left in 2009. So you're talking 13 years. Oh, wow. I've had opportunities to come back, but obviously with the time scale and with the games being on a weekend and it's been hard because I'm still involved with football. So they said, would you come down on the Friday? And I said, absolutely, because I could pick Buxton's game up the next day at Brackley.
It
was the opening of George Burley's bar as well. So that I seen a few ex-teammates. But it was nice to see Pat Cobbold as well. I mean, she's an iconic lady at the football club. And honestly, I was really happy to see her. And, you know, Sally, who works at the training ground as well. There's still a few people, Rosie, who's still there.
Yeah, Rosie.
So there's some still the same people there. And it was good to see their faces.
No, that is fantastic. I've done a couple of interviews over the past months, about a couple of years, with Ray Crawford. He's 87, you know, Town's all-time record goal scorer, and you know, those icons are, you know, few and far between now. There's not many of them left now, is there? Goodness sake! And sadly, another one, David Johnson, passed away today. Or David Johnson the first, as perhaps we would prefer to him as a Town fan, but. You said you came down, saw us play live against Derby. What's your impressions this season of what's your impression of Town this season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously so far so good. Got a very good team, very good squad. I think Kieran McKenna's inherited a good squad. You know, I think Paul Cook brought a lot of players in, and obviously it didn't work out for one reason or the other. Kieran McKenna's sort of added his own little touches to it, and he's brought a few in as well. But he's got a real sort of identity in the way they play. They obviously like to keep the ball, the possession-based team, but they can also hurt you at the other end because they've got some talented players in the final third. And they're very good to watch, pleasing on the eye, and they work ever so hard for each other. They all know the roles and responsibilities, and you can see they're well-drilled on the training ground. You know, he's come as a highly respected coach, and at this moment in time, he's a very highly respected manager because he's doing the right things and the results are shown.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, we seem to be picking up those nagging injuries at the moment. But hopefully, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what sort of side we actually put out on Sunday, actually. Last night, we had that EFL Trophy game against Portsmouth, which unfortunately lost. But still a pretty strong side out. Just going back to Sunday, what's your feeling on this 5 o'clock, 5:15, whatever kickoff?
Yeah, I mean, it's a strange one. You know, I think we'd have all preferred if it was 3 o'clock on Saturday, or maybe he's been on the TV a little bit earlier on the Saturday or what have you. But I think once you get over that, I think the fans were obviously a bit disappointed with that at the time. But once you sort of get over it and deal with it, listen, it is what it is. I think it works out better for both clubs financially, from what I'm led to believe. Being on international TV, wherever that is, I'm not 100% sure. But I think the timing of the kickoff as well, 5 o'clock, is a bit of a strange time. You know, it's a long day on the Sunday for us to sort of wait around. I mean, supporters as well, obviously, will have work the next day, the Buxton fans, and it's going to be a long day for them, but it's probably a day they'll remember forever, you know, and it's a day they probably never thought would come. So I'm sure they'll turn out in the droves, and hopefully there can be a good amount of Ipswich fans there as well. You know, with it being a Sunday, it might change things a little bit, but I'm sure they'll still come in the numbers.
I hope so. Any idea roughly how many fans Buxton will bring?
I'm not 100% sure. I know they were selling buses. They were going very quickly. I'd hopefully we can get maybe, I don't know, 500 to 1,000. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah.
That's brilliant. I mean, that's still the magic of the FA Cup, really. Just stand on the cup. Any particular cup memories for you, particularly with Town? Cup memories with Town?
Not particularly. I think I remember scoring against Derby County, but I think it was still the early rounds. I remember going to Chelsea. I think Alex Bruce scored. I think we either equalised. We might have got beat 3-1, I think, in the end.
Yeah, Balak. Lampard's got a ridiculous free kick. I think we went one up, or maybe gone 1-1. I can't remember.
It was either 1-0 or 1-1. Alex Bruce scored.
Yeah, what an experience that was. And I did see that you played and obviously scored a penalty in that crazy, you remember this, the crazy 4-3 game at Sheffield United when we were 3-0 down. And then we'd suddenly scored three penalty. I think you kicked it off with a penalty. I think Darren Bent scored. And I think we'd scored three in 5 minutes and suddenly 3-3.
And then I think when Michael Brown scored that worldly volley, didn't he?
I think Yeah. And I think Pescasolidou scored in the, I think it was him, scored like the last minute, you know. That was it over for another year. I mean, with Town, it's just incredible. I think we're only one of like a handful, and I did know this up to a few months ago, that pretty only one of six teams, league teams, that never to have played at the new Wembley. So I think perhaps we missed our chance in that last night because I hope for goodness sake that it isn't. We don't want to finish third and go there in the playoffs. I don't think we could take that. Honestly, I don't.
not more playoffs now.
Jeez, you've been there. You've been there. Yeah. Now, Tommy, it's been absolutely fantastic. Fantastic speaking to you. Thanks a lot for your time. I mean, you've done. Rich was saying you've done a couple of these already today. Yeah, a man in demand today.
Yeah, listen, it's all enjoyable though. You know. We are looking forward to Sunday, and it's not just about me, you know, it's the whole club.
Yeah, of course.
Buxton, you know, for Buxton to be going to Ipswich Town is unbelievable, and the lads are going to enjoy it, no matter what the result is, and it'll be nice to see some people again down there, and it'll be a good day.
Yeah, and just quickly, thoughts on the, we'll have to say what's going on now, thoughts on the World Cup, and watched much of that so far, enjoying that?
Yeah, I've watched a lot. You know, obviously England had a fantastic start, and hopefully they can continue and carry on with that. Kane looks like he might miss Friday with his ankle injury, and hopefully it's not too serious and he doesn't miss many more. But we've got decent numbers in the squad. Obviously, we're quite strong with Callum Wilson as well. Obviously, he gives us a bit of a different dimension with his pace in behind. But hopefully England can do well and have a long go at it in the tournament and get some glory.
Yeah, hopefully not on the end of any of these surprise results. I mean, goodness me, Japan beating Germany and Saudi beating Argentina. Just incredible, isn't it?
Unbelievable, it's mad, isn't it?
That's really piqued, I think, people's interest. You know, I think, you know, certainly some of my friends was, the World Cup in Qatar. But yeah, I think just the early games have been absolutely brilliant, hasn't it?
Yeah, super. Definitely.
Tommy, absolute pleasure as usual. Thanks for coming on again. We really appreciate it. Have to say, good luck for Sunday, obviously. Good luck. I hope you and the lads have an enjoyable experience. And obviously you'll impart that. Just, you know, enjoy the day.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Speak to you soon.
It's the promotion running. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nugget and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.